Pine Flat Reservoir on the Kings River east of Fresno is currently holding back nearly 1 million acre-feet of water. That's more water than has been there since any time since 2011. Over the weekend, releases from the dam reached 15,000 cubic feet a second. That led to flooding in low-lying areas downstream and also stressed levees in the area, especially in an area around Kingsburg at the Kings River Golf and Country Club in Tulare County. Joining us now to tell us a little more about what the situation is like right now is Carrie Montero with the Tulare County Sheriff's Office. Carrie, welcome.
Hello, good morning.
So since this weekend, operators of the dam have reduced water releases as the snow melt coming in is slowed down as temperatures have dropped. What's the situation like right now? There are 90 homes in the area that this weekend your office said were in danger of flooding. What's happening there right now?
So right now, we still have mandatory evacuation orders in place. However, we are seeing signs of the water receding. We have reports from the Army Corps of Engineers at Pine Flat Dam that they've lowered releases. The last report was yesterday to 13,200 CFS, and they're doing it in increments to have prepared it down to 12,200 CFS, which is very favorable. Right now, we currently have crews and teams out in the field doing damage assessments, assessing building infrastructure for those homes that were affected between a foot to 12 feet of water into them, as well as we have our environmental health and public health damage assessments with our Office of Emergency Services on the scene, and we want to make sure that the area and specifically those homes that did have severe flooding are safe to return to before we change those mandatory evacuation orders. So those teams are on the scene. They started yesterday afternoon. They're meeting this morning to get together on their assessments to make sure that the water is safe, their homes are safe, and safe for people to return to.
It's been 5 years of drought. I imagine it's quite a strange situation now being in a position to respond to major flooding. Is this something that the county trains for even in dry years?
Absolutely. We're always training and we're well aware and our leaders are well aware that usually following a drought, you get a flood. So we were prepared. Our Office of Emergency Services, our fire, our sheriff, all participating county departments, as well as regional agencies and organizations. We had the state Cal OES on scene assisting us in this incident. And so we mobilized when we've been monitoring it. Our fire crews have been monitoring the situation back since June 18th when we had flood concerns in the Riverland area. And then we saw it definitely increase with the increased flows. And we mobilized pretty quickly and effectively.
So was this simply a matter of a levee failing? Has that been repaired or is this overtopping the existing levees that are out there?
No, that's a good question. We had three breaches. Two of those breaches, we call them 1A and 1B, were along the Kings River golf course. And they were brims or dirt piles, kind of minor levees that were man-made to help protect the golf course. And we had some breaches in those that we had crews working overnight to hand crews piling sandbag walls. And then one breach, the river does kind of a really sharp turn, and it actually wasn't a levee, is that the water was coming so fast, it frankly blew out the riverbank and started flooding into farmland. And so that was a major breach. I've heard estimates of about 50 feet where the riverbank gave out. And that's the breach that we have our main focus on, with helicopter aerial operations dropping super sandbags filled with rocks. And that started on Sunday and ran yesterday. And we're hoping to have that breach resolved and controlled flows in that area later today.
Now, there's other developments along the river, maybe not quite as intense as the golf course. Are other areas still threatened? I know Riverland was dealing with this flooding far before others, and that's right at Highway 99 in the Kings River. Are there other areas you're still concerned about in your county?
Yes, there are other areas. We have teams going out to Lindy's Landing is another area of focus, as well as the Royal Oaks Area Club is another area that's been effective. A lot of those areas aren't necessarily permanent homes. They have more of mobile homes, but we do have teams, assessment teams in those areas offering services to residents there. So we're looking at this as not only do we have the area of the Kings River Golf Course, but we have Lindy's Landing and the Royal Oaks area, as well as further downstream, the area of Riverland Resort.
Is there any idea on when the people in the evacuation around the golf course might begin to return home?
We're hoping soon. We had positive reports from our preliminary damage assessments yesterday afternoon. They're meeting again, and I anticipate if those reports come back positive. And what I mean reports is we're looking at where the water systems compromised and are they contaminated with river water? Was septic and sewer systems compromised, and do we have water contamination there? And those are what they are looking at, are the building structures inhabitable and weren't compromised. And if those reports continue to come back positive this morning, we hope to be able to give the green light and allow it to be safe for residents to return home, hopefully later today, maybe tomorrow at the latest.
All right. Well, thank you for the update on that situation, which we'll continue to follow on all Valley Rivers. Again, Kerry Montero with the Tulare County Sheriff's Office talking about flooding at the Kings River Golf and Country Club just east of Kingsburg in Tulare County. Kerry, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.